Yes, it were.
Oh, before I get started, I have an announcement to make. I promised Judy Cotman I would make an announcement about our craft show that's coming up in October. And I know that a lot of you ladies and gentlemen all are very crafty people. So I just want to make sure that you saw it in the newsletter. It's October the 12th, on Saturday, October 12th. And there's two ways that you can be involved in the craft show. We're going to sell spaces. You could, if you're very crafty and you've got a lot of stuff you'd like to sell, you can buy a space for $25, have your own table set up and sell your own crafts. If you have some that you'd just like to donate to the church, we're going to have some church-sponsored tables, and you can donate them, and we will sell them, and the profit will all go to the church. So keep that in mind. Make those little craft things that you're so good at, and let us know. See Judy and Bud or me or Nancy Beckman or Vicki Foster, and we'll get you all signed up. Thanks. Also, since I'm going to take the kids to Sunday school, I've got a joy and concern, so I'm going out of sequence here. I just want to tell everybody how much it means to me and Steve to have these monitors. Steve can't hold hymnals anymore. And it is such a blessing to have these, to be able to know that he can sing and he can read the things off without having to open things up. And I just want you all to know how much that means to my family. Thank you.
Blessings.
Okay, now we're going to have a children's story, really. Okay, now, who loves the Cincinnati Reds?
Me.
And what about Homer Bailey? Man, was that good this week? That no hit? Is he the greatest? Homer Bailey, man. I've got a story about Homer Bailey I bet you don't know. Homer Bailey, when he was about your age, he wanted to play baseball so bad that he would get out in his yard, right, take his baseball bat, and go, "I am the greatest hitter in the world," and he'd throw the ball up and swing, and he'd miss, and he'd go, "Strike one." He'd sit there and he'd look at the ball, grab his bat, right, and, "I am the greatest hitter in the world," throw the ball up and miss. Strike two. So he'd look at the ball again, really get that bat set, yell out, "I am the greatest hitter in the world," throw the ball up, and miss again.
Strike three.
So he'd sit there for a second. Finally, he put the bat down, grabbed a glove, and yelled, "I'm the greatest pitcher in the world."
Nah.
I don't really know if that's true or not. I tried to call Homer to see if he would comment on that story. He didn't return my call, so. But it's a good story, and he had a great game. And maybe he's just the greatest pitcher in the world right now. But we have another story in the Bible about someone who wasn't the greatest. Who wasn't the greatest really anything, and he wanted more than anything in the world for people to know that he wasn't the greatest. And that person was John the Baptist. John wanted more than anything in the world for people to know he was not the greatest. People came to John for baptism, for teaching, and they all wanted to know, was he the promised Messiah? Was he the greatest teacher? Was he the one that the prophets talked about? They even thought maybe he was Elijah coming back from the dead to teach them. But John made sure that they knew that he was not the greatest. He was not Jesus. In fact, he didn't even feel worthy to untie shoelaces or unbuckle the sandals, as it says in the Bible. He was not even worthy to unbuckle the sandals of who was the greatest. And I don't know if Homer Bailey is the greatest pitcher. He might be today, maybe not tomorrow. I don't think that I'm ever going to be the greatest at anything. I think we all want to be great at some things. I want to be great at a lot of things, but I don't think I'm going to be the greatest at anything. But I can be great at telling others about who is the greatest. And that's all that Jesus asks of all of us, is to tell people who is the greatest. And Jesus asks us all to let people know who is the greatest, doesn't he? And that's what we do with our life. We tell people who Jesus is. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you make us great at lots of things, but we ask that you be with us each and every day to tell others who is the greatest. And we thank you that you are the greatest in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.